Welcome to another episode of Simply His, guys. We're so excited. We conned Debbie Short to be back in the studio with us today. Anyways, just to tell you a little bit about Debbie Short, she's been a proud sponsor and prayer warrior for Skywatch TV and Whispering Ponies Ranch. We met her about 7 years ago. And I don't want to go into that story yet because Donna really needs to be here. Mm-hmm. She's right now in a writing hole, so she's not available to be here with us today, unfortunately. But we will have you back on to actually talk to Donna and tell the story about the day that we met, because that was definitely what we call a divine appointment. And Joe's mentioned it in his book, Everyday Champions, and he wrote about it, about you and Chuck and how much you guys meant to him. And it's been just a really wonderful relationship mm-hmm. of getting to know you and having you as such a part of kind of our team. You're always, we always want you in our audience. And now we get to have you on Simply His, which is such a blessing to all of us. So today we're actually going to be starting a Mother's Day series. We're going to be focusing on different mothers and have them on the show. So for the entire month of May, we're just going to focus on moms, being a mom, being a grandma, being an aunt, any kind of motherly figure. And we're really hoping to talk about that and what it means, because there's so many different kind of mothers. And I know Debbie is a mom herself, but then she's also been a spiritual mother to different people. And actually in the audience is Alicia and Whitney. And I know that you've been their mentor and their spiritual mom, which I know for them and for us, that's kind of how we met you, was when you were traveling with them. Mm-hmm. But we're just so excited to kind of launch this Mother's Day special and get down to business with talking about what it means to even be a mom. Mm. This is going to be a fun episode. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about being a mom and what that means to you as far as your own kids, and then as far as being a mentor spiritual mother.
Mm. When I grew up, I was kind of in a family unit that really wasn't conducive for good growth. It mm-hmm. was pretty toxic. So I think that a lot of what I think is important in a mom is what I was hungry for.
Mm. Right.
What I didn't have.
What you didn't have, yeah.
And, you know, the nurturer, the mm-hmm. one that wanted to do crafts and, you know. And then my sister was the kind that she wanted the one that was taking her to dance class and gymnastics, and I didn't want nothing to do with that kind of stuff. You know? I'm the crafty, creative kind of person.
Yeah.
But because I didn't feel fulfilled in that area, then I started reaching out to people around me, really even as a teenager, mm-hmm. 17, 18 years old, and trying to be that to other people that were around me.
Right.
And so that was important. But I have two children, and then I ended up raising my niece. And then I have 5 grandchildren on top of that. And then
awesome.
I have a lot of kids in the kingdom.
Yes.
And in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
I think the marketplace is almost more important than the church sometimes, you know, because
yeah.
there's people out there that need to be mothered
yes.
and loved on, and saying, yes, you will, or no, you won't. And I think I've even learned more of those things by being mentored myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have several women that have been in my life. The first one was in a workplace that I worked. Her name was Betty, and she's gone on to be with the Lord. But she became my Holy Spirit.
Gotcha.
Because I didn't know how to go to the Holy Spirit.
Gotcha.
And one day I had a problem, and she said, why don't you go pray and then come back and tell me what he says? And I go, you always pray for me. You always give me the answers, you know. But there was a day that came that she transferred God from her to me going to him. And we were praying about
it. It's like the milk
a,
and the food. She was giving you the milk, and then she had to transfer
right.
you over
and,
to and the
I
food
felt like
part.
She kicked me out. It's like, oh, you've got to be on your own, you know. But you know what? I went and prayed like she had been teaching me. And the next day, I came back with this incredible answer. And so I was so excited about that. So then there were other people that came into my life, you know, that have mentored me. And I'm always, I'm sure this is biblical somehow, I'm always pulling from somebody,
mm-hmm.
but I'm also lifting someone else up. But then I have some that you can walk side by side with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want people in front of me or behind me. I want to be able to pull or lift up or walk side by side in the things towards him. And I think that's really important. And to me, that's what mothering and mentoring is. Yeah. And I think we need mothers in the body.
Absolutely, we do.
You know, because the new generations that's coming up, I pulled always from all of my mamas in the body were older women, 70, 80. And I just couldn't get enough of the things that they had to say.
Right.
You know, you wash diapers, you didn't buy Pampers at the store. Well, how did you do that? And how did you do this? And the girls, Alicia and Whitney, that you mentioned, the granny, her name is Joyce, but we all call her granny.
We do.
She's like from that era where they really make homemade biscuits and gravy and they do everything. I say the old fashioned way because we got everything prefab now, you know, and I don't want those arts to be lost.
Yeah. Yes.
And the wisdom that you gain from those women, even if they don't talk, I'm a talker, but if they're around and they're not talking, I still pull from them that wisdom that's there. So.
Well, and I know Mom has actually talked about that too on multiple occasions, and she even mentioned it in Misfits on how when she was a young Christian, those women in the sewing bee, basically, we're helping her and mentoring her and bringing her up. So, I mean, you can talk a little bit about that, too.
Well, I would agree with Debbie. There's not enough of that in our world
right now.
I think that's one of the big voids I see is the lack of mentoring. And I'm very, very concerned about that because it is it is that circle of life that keeps, I mean, it keeps the older people when they get to the point they feel that they have nothing else to give. Oh, well, yes, you do.
You do.
That's kind of a great season of your life because you have so much to give. And you've got time to think it through and to tell it out and to get it out there.
Absolutely. Right, well, and that comes to even like home type stuff. So like, who do you call it to in the morning when your child's running 104 fever? Mom, what do I do? How do I deal with this? You know, that who's that first person most of the time that you call? You have a happy news, you have upsetting news, you have, you know, whatever news, you want your mom to be there. And if you don't have a good relationship with your own biological mom, you have a mother figure, whether that be somebody in your church or your grandmother. You grandmas, you underestimate your worth sometimes, and you can't, because also in this day and age where people are single moms, they're trying to give everything, but then sometimes they don't miss the mark, but they're busy trying to provide because they're the only sole income at home. So then they may not be able to be as nurturing or as motherling, and then the kids, the daycare lady. I have wonderful daycare people in my life. Thank God for you daycares, ladies. Seriously, because you are also underestimated, because the impact that you have on the kids that you're taking care of, that's huge. You are being that mother figure to them. And that is a much needed, you teachers, same deal. I mean, so many different people. You can mentor these kids and be that mother figure to them where they may not have one. And that's just so important because, like you're saying, that is such a missed thing right now, mentoring and being that mother figure. And it doesn't have to be your biological mother. I have so many grandmas and aunts that have impacted my life through the years, you know, and I look at them as mentors and as mother figures.
Well, you know, in the Word, it says he takes the lonely and he sets them into a family. And I felt like I got set into a family. You know, even the day that I met you guys in Crane, I felt like I got set into something. I didn't understand it fully at that time, but now 6-7 years later, you know, we've become like family. And we don't see each other all the time, but it's an eternal thing that happens that you can go a couple months and not talk, and then it's just... I mean, Nita and I don't get a ton of time together, but when we do, it's just like we've known each other forever. And I trust her explicitly. Because it's a spiritual thing. You know, and there's something about knowing when you know him. You know, it says all of creation is waiting for the you and me to come forth. And it's not just the mentors or the moms encouraging the younger adults. The younger ones keep me young. Alicia and Whitney, you know, we were in a place one time and these this guy was praying and all of a sudden he just turns to me and he goes, these two girls have helped keep you alive.
Yes.
And I said, they have. It's given me something to be hopeful over, to have faith in, to live for, to be excited about, mm-hmm. to go forward with. And they don't treat me like I'm an old lady. They treat me like I'm fun. Even if they're pretending I'm really glad, you know. But I get to have adventures with them.
Right.
But yet, I think my wisdom, there's, you know what it is? It's revelation or revelatory conversation that happens when you come together. Mm-hmm. And so I learn from them because I learn new ways to do things. Oh, I don't have to do that anymore? Huh. That's cool. You know, right. I've got something. But yet at the same time, when they can't figure out the new way that something's supposed to be done, they'll go, what should I do about this? And I'll go, well, we've done this or that. And they go, oh, that'll work, you know. And mm-hmm. so it's kind of exciting. But when you said what you did about being worried about not having mentors, mm-hmm. the thought that ran through my mind when you said that was that there's such a lack of respect of authority mm-hmm. and deferring to the older generations. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like I'm 63 now and I'm finding out my children are in their 40s. And it's not that they're dumping me. They just have their own lives.
Right.
But I feel left out because everything about what I used to do has changed. I'm not changing diapers, picking up mm-hmm. toys, going, please don't touch, don't, okay, now that's good. You know, I'm not mm-hmm. doing those things anymore. And so I'm trying to find who I am now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my identity, do you find that, Nina?
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. and so then that's changing. And then letting go of some of our own responsibilities and raising up the next generation to probably with you with the horses, you know, and letting go of something of everything that you've been. And then it's like, who am I when I'm going to grow up? Is there life after 63? I know there is, but right? I'm starting to find out about that, you know.
When I think a lot of people never actually know what they want to be when they grow up. You know, you ask kids, oh, I want to be a firefighter. Oh, I want to be a police officer. Oh, I want to own a bakery or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I still say, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And I'm in my 40s now too. So it's like, we keep going back to this. It's a process, guys. You don't have to know what you're going to be when you grow up. You just have to enjoy the journey along the way. And grow and learn with it. It's kind of incredible how God has used some of our childhood things that we wanted to do. And then he's bringing it back full circle like she always dreamed of the ponies. Mm-hmm. Now she's coming full circle. She's grown up. She gets to play with ponies all day.
Still growing. I'm still growing.
Well, you know, we've talked recently about instinct.
Yes.
And Alicia and Whitney, and I know I keep bringing them up, but they're a lot of my life. But Alicia posted a picture recently of her playing the piano when she's maybe 18 months old.
Oh, I know.
Now
that.
She's a songwriter. She plays the piano. Mm-hmm. She sings. But that was the instinct of an 18-month-old.
Right.
But then her sister likes the video and the marketing and all
right.
that. And she used to, while she was growing up, make videos at home or everybody'd mm-hmm. watch mm-hmm. little homemade movies and things like that.
That's
that
cute.
Was her instinct. But now that she's grown up, it's like you with the ponies. It's taken something that was in you all along, but it's developed. Now you have the ranch and you have the camps, and mm-hmm. you never knew that playing with that little plastic pony would develop into all of that. But God put an instinct in you back then and then raised it up. You know, he qualifies you to the call that's already on you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, like, I loved when I met you. You loved certain mystery stories.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And you then, and I both read them as kids, and we had that in common.
I know. And, you know, and then
say Nancy Drew. We've said it.
Oh, okay. 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 Good. Oh, I don't know what's allowed and what's
I
not.
Know.
You know.
It's
but all those
sometimes.
Nancy Drew books, mm-hmm. and then here that was your instinct to dig into things yeah. and research stuff.
Yeah.
You know. So I think it's really cool, but we learn that from our mentors. We get raised up into mm-hmm. those things, yeah. but then. It's like when we grow up, 63, I'm still growing up. Mm-hmm. I love taking other people and helping them find out what was your instinct,
mm-hmm.
what's God raising up in you, and what can be developed in you. To me, that's mothering in the kingdom.
Yes.
Or mothering in the marketplace. You know, I have a friend, you know, that she was training someone to pick up trash outside of a gas station. And they'd empty the trash and they go, what about all this trash on the floor? It's a visual job. All you have to do is bend over and pick it up, put it in the trash bag and throw the whole thing away. Well, if she hadn't pointed out that, It's not that they're dumb. They're just right. lack of knowledge or not being trained.
Right.
And so when you talk about being worried about this next generation and not the older generation speaking into it, those are the kind of things that they miss.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're into their phones or they're into mm-hmm. electronics, and it's a whole new realm where I'm like an electronic idiot. I can't even hardly, I've had my phone for a couple of years and I still don't even know all the things it'll do. It might drive my car for all I know. I don't know, you know, but I'm learning those things, but I need the older generation to teach me yeah. the old ways. If my electricity mm-hmm. goes oh, yeah, out, yeah, I yeah. can still function.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, but I need the younger generation to teach me about the electronics or I can't make a phone call.
It's
about that simple. So it's the truth and you know it.
Very important, though. Very vital. Some of my most important spiritual steps started out where the ladies in the church
mm-hmm.
just took me under their wing and started mentoring. And I've talked about that before, mm-hmm. but what they invested in me then is still prevalent in my life today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you said, you take what you learn and give to, you know, pass it forward.
Yeah.
So that's, to me, that circle of life, and it should never stop. So I would like to challenge anybody out there, you know, find yourself a senior citizen lady and be friends with her. She'll teach you stuff. You'll learn
yes.
more. I want to learn how to make granny's biscuits.
Yeah,
she's just with us in the audience today.
Yeah.
I want to say something really quick, just has been kind of on my thoughts throughout the program, is that I've always found it interesting when Jesus was on the cross, one of the only things he addressed was his mother.
Mm.
And he said, "Behold your mother." And I've always thought how endearing that was. And I still choke mm-hmm. up thinking that of all the things, I mean, he owned this universe.
Yeah.
But he challenged, "Behold your mother," to the disciple there. And I've always thought, well, that's just says so much about what God thinks about moms.
Yes.
And I really, 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 really love that so much. So, and I know that you don't have to be somebody's biological mom to be their mother.
Right.
You know, I've heard this little saying, and you've probably heard it too. Anybody can be a mother, but it takes a special person to be a mom.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of cliche, but in some ways, that's real. And I know in my past, I had my biological mother, which... She was an amazing woman. Her story of survival is crazy amazing.
Yes.
But my other mother was a little lady that was a senior lady that I just met one day. And there she was. And like within 2 hours, we were best friends. And that lasted clear up until she passed on. She's with the Lord. She's going to be the first one to greet me next to my biological mom. But these were dear ladies. And so God can give you. And I know, speaking of that, is that I am the biological mom to this family, but I know that Debbie has been the other mother.
Mm-hmm.
And we share that, and I have no jealousy of that at all. She has prayed prayers in the middle of the night that I find out about the next day. So I'm thankful for her.
Yes.
And that's right out of here, and that's
Thank
the truth.
You. Yes. You know, what's exciting to me, though, is because there's no competition or jealousy,
right.
What happens is like, I have a spiritual mom in Oregon. Her name is Kathleen. She constantly brings confirmation. And I know one time your husband said to me, he goes, "It's really refreshing when someone comes in outside of the family and speaks into your children's lives the very thing that you've been saying to them, but because they're hearing it from another avenue, it's not that they're open. We teach a child 10 different ways to do things." And then the person gets the credit.
Yeah.
When they come along and they go, "Hey, well, Catherine said such and such." "Well, I've been saying that 10 times. Nobody heard a thing."
But crickets.
Catherine gets all the attention. But isn't that the truth?
It is the truth.
Yeah.
And for the record, I'm going to throw my husband under the bus on this one.
Oh,
because
no.
I will tell him stuff. The same thing. "Well, Joe, maybe this. Joe, maybe that. Joe, this. Joe, that." And then you come along and you tell him the exact same thing. And he's like, "Debbie just nailed it." I'm like, "What am I, chopped liver?" But honestly, I don't care, because it just reinforces what I was already saying. I don't care who gets the credit. So speaking of mentors, Mom and Allie actually help, you know, mentor my kids, which is really cool to see. And Mom has mentored Kate from a young age, you know, to love ponies. And that's really all that Kate wants to do now, is she wants to work at the ranch and play with the ponies and train them and bring other little critters onto the ranch. And she loves what this ministry is doing. But she wouldn't have known about it unless Mom was pouring into her and you have poured into her. And it's just such a cool thing to watch, because having good mentors in my kids' life is just as important as me myself having a mentor. You know what I mean? Because knowing I have safe people that can help support what I'm telling my kids at home. Because it's the whole thing, like with Joe, I'll tell him one thing, then you come along, and then it's an epiphany. You know, it's the same principle with kids. That's right. Why you take your kids to Sunday school. That's why you have people in their life that can help reinforce what I'm telling them. Because then maybe if they hear the exact same thing I'm telling them at home from Grandma or Aunt Allie, then it actually means something, because it's not coming just from your mom and dad, you know?
But think about in the church, you use the word safe. And I like to use the term of like-hearted, like-minded, like-spirited people around you that they're feeding the same thing and reinforcing what you're teaching at home.
Right.
And I used to, there was one teacher that we were really close with my kids when they were little. And one day, one of my children acted up, and I won't mention any names, but and I said, you know, I handle them all these hours at home, and you only get them 6 or 7 hours at school, so to me, that's your job, and I understand that you're dealing with this issue, and we will reinforce it at home, because we always said, if you get in trouble at school, you're going to get it at home, too.
Right.
And you should tell me first.
Yes.
I don't want to hear it from the teacher. You should come home and tell me and volunteer that information, which a lot of times they did, which was surprising. But that's why being mentored and being safe and having the older people teach the younger is so important.
Yes.
But then I also tell the younger ones, tell me what you learned from me. Tell me 3 things that you've heard. And so then I'm hearing what they've learned when they repeat it back. Or if I go to a conference or something, I'll try and go to the speaker if there's an opportunity there, which for me a lot of times there is. Then I'll say, I learned this from you, I learned this from you, and I learned this from you. Thank you so much.
Right.
Because we got to be constantly, it's like in and out. And a lot of times you'll hear me say, hot off the press, I just learned this. So Nita, I'm going to tell you this so you don't take 2 years to learn this. You know? Because you want to learn something. It's like no sooner are you learning something, you ought to be putting it right back out there for someone to be able to grab onto.
Well, and one thing I'll say is that Donna Howell, for people that don't know which Donna I'm talking about, you know, she's my sister. She's been a huge mentor to both of my kids. And so have all of you and Joe. But for me, it's never been a type of competition.
Right.
Like if my kids, for whatever reason, sometimes kids just have things they, for whatever reason, it's hard for them to talk to their parent about. It's awkward or it's embarrassing or just whatever it is they don't want to talk. I've always told them, if you've got something you need to talk about and you, for whatever reason, can't talk to me, you have my full permission to go to these people, talk to them. I won't come in the room afterward and go, I need to know the download of what you guys talked about. It can be private. And I don't need to know what was said because I trust them.
Right.
Yes.
I trust their intentions toward my kids.
Yeah.
And I'm not threatened by maybe they had a conversation that I don't know all the details about it.
Right.
What I know is that in a world filled with people who want to put all kinds of garbage in my kids' head, my kids went to someone whose opinion I trust, whose input I trust, whose spiritual foundation I trust, and I know that whatever advice they were given, I'm behind it.
Right.
Yes. And so for me, that's an important angle of mentorship. To have mentors in your child's life, if they're like-minded with you, it doesn't need to be a competition.
Right.
It doesn't need to be that you're at odds with each other. They're your reinforcement as a parent, if they can be trusted with your kids. Now, when they're going places that you don't like what they're being told, that's when as a parent, you know, it's scary and you need to bring more positive mentors into your kids' life.
Absolutely.
But that's an angle of mentorship I have appreciated.
Yes. See, I love it that you're even bringing that up because it's so important. I've even told my oldest granddaughter, I ought to be one of the safest places that you can come to and talk about something. If you don't feel like you can go to your parents, I don't want to undermine their parents, but I want to be in that place that if you need a friend and you don't feel like you can go here because you're embarrassed or can't ask a certain thing like what you're saying, then I ought to be a safe place as grandma for you to ask some things.
Yes. Absolutely. And we are pretty much out of time again, guys, but we do have one really quick announcement for you. If you have a mother or a mother figure that has meant a lot and you have a short story, please go post that at our Facebook page. We would love to hear your stories about your mothers, and who knows, maybe we will get to share that on one of the upcoming episodes, as we have started this Mother's Day special for the entire month of May. And please use the hashtag Mother's Day, so that way it's a little bit easier for us to find your stories and your comments, because again, who doesn't have a wonderful mother in their life that has helped them and encouraged them at some point? We're so happy that you joined us today in the Simply His Coffee Shop, and we will see you next week. So, Allie, winter is finally coming to an end. I'm so excited. This winter has been just so crazy with all the sickness, and the weather has been super crazy.
Yes, so excited. I'm so glad to see spring come. Can't wait to get my garden going. I love that the landscape is turning green.
Yes.
I'm just so excited that it's spring. When you're through Christmas, I just always want to
fast forward. Because the bad weather usually happens right after that way. So yeah, it's a little bit more crazy. But we have an incredible package for you guys today. Our shirts, we're launching a brand new shirt. And oh my goodness, I am in love with these shirts. No joke. I would be wearing one right now, but they're still on the press. So I don't have my prototype yet. But when I do, I don't think I'll take it off all spring. It is a white Bella Canvas t-shirt. And it's going to have a teal foil, Simply His logo on it. And I am so excited. They are just going to be so beautiful.
They are beautiful.
And you're also going to be offering a brand new tea. It is the Mango Tango Tea.
It's delicious. It's light and fruity.
It is.
It's great for spring. You can drink it hot or cold, sweetened or unsweetened. It's just a great tea.
It truly is. You'll enjoy that one, honestly, all year round. And we're also going to be featuring Allie's green mug.
Yay, my green mug.
Yes. We'll also be featuring Sunrise at the Ranch coffee, which is a breakfast blend for our spring package that we're hoping that you'll enjoy. And it's just in time for Mother's Day.
Yes. And the Sunrise on the Ranch is a play on words. S-O-N.
Yep.
Rise on the Ranch. And it is a great Mother's Day present.
It is. It will make a great gift for all the mothers in your life, or get it for yourself and tell your husband, hey, I already bought myself my Mother's Day gift. So, you know, you can do that too.
Yeah. And don't forget that our coffees and teas are organically grown.
Yes. It will retail for $49 plus shipping and handling. That's a great deal with everything that's coming in this offer. So you need to head over to SkyWatch TV and get your order placed. Buy yours today.